Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to Ed Brewer. Mr. Brewer was born and has lived in Clemens, North Carolina, all of his life and enjoys recounting its local history. Today, he recalls the amusing story of some Clemens High School students who found themselves in a most unusual place.
One of the things that's kind of related to the mill, I guess, is the following, is that very few people apparently are aware that there was a German prisoner of war camp in Winston-Salem during World War II. I am told it was up at Patterson and 9th Avenue, the site of the old armory. Now, that doesn't mean anything to me. But Mr. T. Hull Haywood, who was a textile magnate, had a farm and estate down at the end of Arden Drive called Arden Farms, and they raised or milked golden Guernseys. They were really more into him. Mr. Haywood is interested in the show cattle, showing the cattle at state fairs and what have you, but you still had to milk them, and they employed a lot of people. Mr. Josh Quinn, an Irishman, was his farm manager. And every day, at least 5 days a week, Mr. Quinn would go into Winston-Salem, I guess, to the POW camp and pick up a load of these German prisoners to work on Mr. Haywood's farm. Les Fry, who's another lawyer in Clemens like myself, his father Roy worked for Mr. Haywood. And Les is not sure how this worked, and I'm certainly not. But when those prisoners would leave the farm, apparently to work other jobs, Roy Fry would serve as a guard. I remember seeing them and working at my family's mill, Clemens Milling Company, which is what so much of our family's life has revolved around for many, many years. And at the mill, they were filling in a big old gully with a concrete culvert pipe, and they also dug a little basement. I never heard any of them trying to escape. I assume they were delighted to be here, considering where they could have been. And Les said that Roy brought some of them home to eat meals with them, I guess, I don't know, lunch or supper. So apparently they became good friends with a lot of them. I'm also told, Les confirmed this, there was a group of boys at Clemens High School who, as a joke, got them some sweatshirts and labeled POW on them. And apparently this was a garb that these prisoners wore at least part of the time. And they stayed out of school one day in the Winston-Salem. This is all a big lark. But they were promptly picked up by the authorities and put into the prison camp. And, of course, I'm sure all the humor evaporated very quickly, and it took several hours to locate family and people who could identify them to sufficiently. They were protesting, well, I see what good English I speak, surely you know, but apparently some of the prisoners spoke excellent English as well, and so it took a bit more than that. I've often wondered if they attended school faithfully after that. I really don't know, but I can imagine it might have had that effect.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.